In business, there is a concept called economies of scale. A firm can make significant savings by operating at a larger scale and increasing their market share. And these gains are the most significant driver of mergers and acquisitions that we see on the marketplace. But not all mergers are created equal. Some mergers are horizontal, which would be the case, for example, if McDonald's bought Burger King. Now, although significant savings can be gained from this type of merger, there are limits to them beyond a certain size and scale. Bigger is not always better, which is likely one of the reasons why McDonald's have not tried to buy Burger King. But there is also a second type of merger called vertical integration. To stick with burgers, let's take the production of a simple consumer good, such as a cheeseburger, which involves the cooperation of many hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Here we are watching someone in the kitchen flip the burgers on a grill, and then dressing the burger with cheese, condiments, lettuce, and so on and so forth. But of course, the burgers come ultimately from cows on a farm, which must be processed into burger patties. The burger buns come from wheat, which must be processed into flour and baked into bread. Even the tomato ketchup involves quite a long and complicated process in production. And even beyond that, the machines necessary for the processing along the way in themselves need to be manufactured, including the burger grills and the toasters for the buns. And even beyond that, iron ore needs to be extracted from the ground. Now, McDonald's could, if they wanted to, try to get involved in this entire production line by buying up and merging with, vertically integrating, that is, all of the stages into their company. Now, one might imagine that this would give them all sorts of advantages, but the reality is that because they'd have to rely on internal pricing, and because their internal production lines would, in effect, only have one customer, McDonald's, it is, in fact, much easier, and not to mention cheaper, if they rely on specialization under the division of labor at each stage of the way and paying the costs as a client rather than taking them all over themselves. In fact, if McDonald's did take over all of these processes, it would likely result in what we call diseconomies of scale, and they'd lose a lot of money because now they'd be trying to work out how much steel to produce, how many bottles of tomato ketchup to make, how many cows are required, and so on, purely on the basis of burger sales. Whereas, as things stand at the moment, each of the individual producers in the supply chain considers the whole array of demand for steel, ketchup, beef, and so on. Hence, vertical integrations often represent diseconomies of scale. Now get out.